Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. In this session of Celtic Cafe, we go back to the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 for the cessation of hostilities that ended the war to end all wars, World War I. This hour is dedicated to Remembrance, Decoration Day, and Veterans Day. Of course, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Flanders Fields by John McCrae. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields.
Well, how do you do, young Private McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died quick, and I hope you died clean. Or William McBride, was it slow and obscene? Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave any wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back then in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed there forever behind some glass pane? In an old photograph torn and tattered and stained, and fading to yellow in a brown leather frame. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the fife loudly? Do the rifles fire o'er ye as they lower you down? Do the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest? While the sun now it shines on the green fields of France, there's a warm summer breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. See how the trenches are vanished beneath the plough. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man, and a whole generation that was butchered and damned. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er ye as they lower you down? Do the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest? I am William MacBride. I can't help wondering why. Did those that lie here know why that they died? And did they believe when they answer the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Ah, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and the dying were all done in vain. But young William MacBride, it's all happened again and again and again and again and again. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er ye as they lower you down? Do the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Do the pipes lay the flowers of the forest?
I've heard them lilting at the Yowmilken, lassies a lilten before dawn o' day. Now there's a moaning on elk a green, the flowers of the forest are all weed away. We'll hae nae mair lilten at the Yowmilken. Woman and babe,
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we are celebrating the end of the Great War, World War I. It ended on 11/11 at the 11th hour in 1918. It's today celebrated in the United States as Veterans Day, or in Europe as Decoration or Armistice Day. We opened up our first set there with Cliff Chatterton with a poem backed up by Amazing Grace there from an album that John McDermott did in 1998 called Remembrance. And if you want a kind of a breadth and depth of music from World War I that would kind of set the tone for Veterans Day, that would be the album that I would suggest. We followed that up with Eric Bogle's No Man's Land, Willie McBride, or The Green Fields of France, sung there by Danny Doyle. What's heard at the end is Flowers of the Forest. It's rarely heard except at funerals for soldiers, but we had the words there by Isla St. Clair and Flowers of the Forest, which was actually composed for the defeat and death of James IV at the Battle of Flodden in 1513. So all the music on this show is going to commemorate Veterans Day, Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, whichever you want to call it. Next, we move on to two fledgling countries that supplied troops to the Allies during World War I. They are Australia and New Zealand, and they composed an army called the Anzac. And we have an Eric Bogle tune here next up, which is all about the Australians in World War I.
Now when I was a young man, I carried my pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day and our blood stained the sand and the water. And how, in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs of the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, oh, he'd primed himself well. He rained us with bullets, and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, and we buried ours, and the Turks bury theirs, then it started all over again. Those who were living just tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death, and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big turkey shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I awoke in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, and I wished I were dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda, all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and pace, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud, wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be and thanked Christ there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. So now, every April, I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, the weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, the numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me?
Once a jolly swag man camped by a billabong. under the shade of a coliba tree, sang as he watched the old billy boiling. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. He sang as he watched the old billy boiling. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swag man and grabbed him with glee, sang as he shoved him into the tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, he sang as he shoved him into the tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Up brought a squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Down came the troopers, one, two, and three, saying, who owns the jumbuck you got in the tucker pike? You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Then up jumped the swagman, sprang into the billabong. Never catch me alive, said he. His ghost can be heard singing by billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. His ghost can be heard singing by the pond. You come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. His ghost can be heard singing by the beautiful. Come a waltzing Matilda with me.
A little bit of a double dose there. We started off with Makem and Clancy with the band played Waltzing Matilda, again penned by Eric Bogle. Then we heard the real song, Waltzing Matilda by Finbar Fury. I guess you really, really hear the full song and the band played Waltzing Matilda, so we thought we'd pair the two together. We've got more music coming right up from Remembrance Veterans or Armistice Day right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Day, it stands clear in my mind. We stood down at Dunleary to wave you goodbye. Your ma was quietly weeping, there was a tear in my eye as they sent you to Gallipoli to die. You looked so young as you stood there, a glint in your eye, and you sang rebel songs as the streamers flew high. Your Grandma turned away, and I heard a sigh. God, you're sailing to Gallipoli to die. You were all that we had, your mammy and me. When you marched head erect, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor ma, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown to kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli. We only got the one letter, and we knew right away. It says, deepest regrets, your son was bold and he was brave. You were only 18, yet your mammy and I let you go to Gallipoli to die. You were all that we had, your mammy and me. When you marched head erect, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor man, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown to kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli. You fought for the wrong country, you died for the wrong cause. And your ma often said that it was Ireland's great loss. All those fine young men in march to foreign shores to fight the wars, when the greatest war of all was at home. You were all that we had, your mammy and me. When you marched head erect, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor ma, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown to kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli. You were all that we had, your mammy and me. When you marched head erect, you were proud as could be. And it killed your poor ma, and it slowly killed me. When you were blown to kingdom come on the shores of Gallipoli.
The Fury Brothers with Davy Arthur there with a song about Gallipoli in Turkey, where the Allied forces were fighting against the Turks. Of course, the Anzacs were there, as well as the Commonwealth soldiers, which many of them were Irish. That's what that whole song is about losing their only son, an Irish son, in Gallipoli when he should have been back home fighting for the Irish in the rebellion, which took place just about right after that. Keeping with the theme here, we're going to stay in Ireland for the next song, but we're also going to the famous Irish tenor of the late 19th, early 20th century, John McCormick, and a couple of popular songs. We're going to start off with this one. It's called It's a Long Way to Tipperary.
London came an Irishman one day. As the streets are paved with gold, sure everyone was gay, singing songs of Piccadilly, Strand and Leicester Square, till Paddy got excited. Then he shouted to them there, it's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go, it's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go.
Double overdose there from World War One. That's John McCormick again with those both of those tracks. First one, It's a Long Way to Tipperary. The second, it's The Roses of Picardy. Both are set there longing for their loved ones back home, and one thing that's keeping them going. By the way, The Roses of Picardy is written by a gentleman by the name of Frederick Weatherly. He's an English barrister. And you may know the other song he wrote. It's called Danny Boy. Well, next we change our focus to life in the trenches, and this time it's Christmas in the trenches. We've got a couple of songs that are going to depict that. First off, going to hear from Danny Quinn with Christmas in the Trenches.
My name is Francis Tulliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to here, I've fought for a king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, with a frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. But our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on a cold and rocky ground, when across the field of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. The next they sang was Stille Nacht, to Silent Night says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried, and all sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. But his truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strolled unarmed into the night. Soon one by one from either side we walked in no man's land, with no rifle and no bayonet, we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolates and cigarettes and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played the squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious an unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart, who lived that wondrous night? Whose family have I fixed within my sights? Was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung? The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tulliver, and in Liverpool I dwell. And each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Thank you. 1915 on Christmas Day. On the Western Front the guns all died away, and lying in the mud on bags of sand, we heard a German sing from no man's land. He had a tenor voice so pure and true.
The words were strange, but every note we knew. Soaring o'er the living, dead and damned.
A German sang of peace from no man's land. They left their trenches and we left ours.
Beneath tin hats, the smiles bloomed like wildflowers. With photos, cigarettes and pots of wine,
we built a soldier's truce on the front line. The singer was a lad of 21.
We begged another song before the dawn, and sitting in the mud and blood and fear,
sang again the song all longed to hear. Silent night, no cannons roar.
Our king is born of peace forevermore. All's calm, all's bright, all brothers hand in hand.
In 1915, in no man's land.
And in the morning, all the guns boomed in the rain. And we killed them and they killed us again. At night they charged, we fought them hand to hand.
And I killed the boy that sang in no man's land. Silent night, no cannons roar.
Our king is born of peace forevermore. All's calm, all's bright, all brothers hand in hand.
And that young soldier sings,
and the song of peace still rings. For the captains and all the kings build no man's land.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
All right, there you go. Another double dose there. Christmas in the Trenches, Danny Quinn, and Christmas 1915, Celtic Thunder. And of course, it is based on a true story in 1914 when everybody thought the war would be over by Christmas, but it wasn't, and a truce ensued. There is a movie, a great movie about this. It's called Joyous Noel, and it features a French, Scottish, and German soldiers celebrating Christmas outside the trenches in no man's land. And before, we had a song about Gallipoli. Well, there's a great movie about that too, about the Australians and New Zealanders, the Anzacs. And it features a very young Mel Gibson in Gallipoli. Well, next we go over to the man who is the godfather of Broadway. He's an Irish-American called George M. Cohan, and he wrote one of the most popular songs for World War I. And here it is in a very short version, by the way, Over There.
Over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums are coming everywhere. So beware, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over.
keep on them ready at the stirring call for men. Let no tears add to their hardships as the soldiers pass along. And although your heart is breaking, make it sing this cheery song. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Overseas there came a pleading, help a nation in distress, and we gave our glorious laddies on our paddles soon no less. For no gallant son of freedom to a tyrant's yoke should bend, and a noble heart must answer to the sacred call of friends.
Now we kept it there a little old-timey for a while there with John McCormick, Keep the Home Fires Burning, a favorite song from World War I. Before that, George M. Cohen himself with Over There, a tune he wrote about the Doughboys going over to fight the war in 1917. And we're going to wrap up the show with a little bit more of a modern track, but a really old song. It's called The Minstrel Boy. It's written by Thomas Moore. He wrote it after the Rebellion of 1798, when a bunch of his Trinity buddies that had fought in the war had died. And this was his tribute to them. It's called The Minstrel Boy. And here's the chorus with a very instrumental version.
Thank you.
that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.